The Holy Ghost by Sheila Cobb. Jesus Christ, through the Holy Ghost, has come down to us today to be our Comforter. Jesus Christ tells us in his word, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." John 14, verse 26. Not only is he here to comfort us, he is also here to teach us all things and to remind us of his word. The Holy Ghost is also the Spirit of truth. "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you." The Holy Ghost is none other than Jesus Christ. He had told his disciples that they know him, and is the one that dwells with them, and will be in them. Jesus tells us in his word, "I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you." John 14, verse 18. In another verse, he tells us, "Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." Matthew 28, verse 20. The Holy Ghost is here for our good and for our benefit. He is our Comforter and our teacher. He has promised to abide with us forever. If we know him, then he will dwell in us. That's why Jesus told his disciples in John 16, verse 7, it was important for him to leave them and go up to heaven so that he can send down his Holy Spirit, the Comforter. He told them, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." John 16, verse 7. He departs, but he sends himself in another form, the Holy Ghost. We can meet and see Jesus now through the Holy Ghost he gives to us when he comes to dwell in our hearts. In actuality, God, our Father in heaven, has manifested himself to us in a form of a man first, Jesus Christ, and now in the form of a spirit, the Holy Ghost. He alone died and rose up again the third day. He overcame death, hell, and the grave, so that he may come and become our Comforter and live inside of us. John the Baptist tells us of Jesus Christ, "And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost." John 1, verse 33. If we are not sure if we have been baptized of the Holy Ghost yet, all we need to do is ask for God's grace and for his forgiveness of our sins and determine in our hearts to live for him. Then ask Jesus to come into our hearts and baptize us or fill us with his Holy Spirit. With Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost inside of us, we can indeed live for him. For without him, we have no strength on our own to do what he desires for us to do and be pleasing before him. If we continue to abide in his word and wait on him in prayer, he will come and fill us. The more we talk to Jesus Christ and come to him and obey him in our lives, the more we will have his Holy Spirit. The more we have him, the more we will have the power to overcome in this life. Knowing that Jesus Christ is the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit is a powerful thing in our spiritual life, because this will help us to recognize who is speaking to us, Jesus Christ. This is important because this will give us the power and the edge to cast out devils in this life. They are everywhere. And if we don't know who the Holy Spirit is for ourselves, Satan can wreak havoc in our lives. Knowing that Jesus Christ is our advocate and our comforter will help us overcome many of our insecurities and our fears. Satan uses our fears and insecurities to come against us. When we know Jesus has come down as the Holy Ghost, this will help us to become confident to always come to Him for His help and to talk to Him. Because He is our comforter, we know we can come to Him anytime. That's why it should not be hard for us to imagine that Jesus is always here for us, loving us, caring for us, and is always available for us all the time. This knowledge should make it easier for us to talk to Jesus because we know He has come down to us now through the Holy Ghost. The Lord is not going to send someone else to love us. The Holy Ghost is not another spirit, but is actually God's Spirit come down to minister to us now, Jesus Christ. Remember, there is only one God. The Word tells us in Deuteronomy 6, verse 4, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." In His Word, He commands, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." Exodus 20, verse 3. So the one who is living inside our hearts today and is guiding us and leading us to all truth is Jesus Christ, the one true God. He is not another spirit of God, but is God Himself. He is our great comforter, the Holy Ghost, Jesus Christ. Jesus told His disciples, "Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but you see me. Because I live, you shall live also." John 14, verse 19. The fact was, He was never going to leave them for good. He's just going to change His appearance and become invisible, a spirit, so that we can, through Him, do greater things in His name. As evidenced in the book of Acts, after the Holy Ghost came down upon the apostles in the upper room, soon after, they were changing and shaking the world. They were healing all kinds of ailments and diseases and casting out devils and delivering people the way Jesus Christ did before them. They were speaking and preaching God's word so boldly as the Lord did while He was with them. No wonder. It's because Jesus Christ has now wonderfully and so powerfully come down to them and is living inside of them. When we know that He does the same for us today and believe that for sure, nothing can stop us. Not any devils in hell or Satan himself can have power over us. When we know that the Holy Ghost is Jesus Christ, who is with us and talks to us, nothing we will ever face in this life will overcome us ever again. Anything that is against us is in our power to overcome, because everything belongs to Jesus Christ, the one who loves us so much, He gave His life up for us. Everything that belongs to Him, He has given to us because of His great love for us. We can rise up and live victoriously for Him today. He has given us the power to do so through the Holy Ghost, Jesus Christ, within us. He is faithful to the end and will never leave us or forsake us. He is far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Ephesians 1, verse 22. He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Romans 8, verse 32. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 1 John 4, verse 4. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28, verse 20. Prayer. Lord Jesus, my God and my King, I thank you, Father, for loving me so much today, that you have come down this time in the form of your Holy Spirit to be my comforter and my helper forever. You have come down to give me life and that I may have it more abundantly. Father, you are life and the living water to my soul. Time and time again, you have filled me with your presence. Time and time again, you have comforted me with your presence in my heart and have taken away all my fears and my sorrows. You have indeed become the greatest comfort I have in this life. I thank you so much for you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for you. I love you, Jesus. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would please reveal yourself to us who don't know you as the Holy Ghost. Teach our hearts and our thoughts of who you are. Make it real to us who you really are. Show your face to us, Lord, I pray. Speak to us in our spirit and let us know you. Reveal yourself to us, Father God. Please, Lord Jesus, that we may know who you are for ourselves. Help us to know you, Savior, so that we will come to know how to love you very much, how to follow you and love you and pray and talk to you. Help us to know you so that we will come to know how to overcome anything in this life that might come against us and overcome the desire of the enemy of our soul who wants to destroy us. Help us, Father God, to know you in your most wonderful and precious name, Jesus, I pray. Thank you, Father. Amen.